It's the IMAO podcast. Yeah.
You're listening to the IMAO podcast with Frank J.
Just wish I could have been part of the killing.
Sarah K.
Oh, I know you're not talking to me like that.
Harvey.
I believe in Jesus and Christianity and all that.
Kevin.
Oh, I fought the law and I won.
Right Wing Duck.
We were able to defeat our evil Republican gringo oppressors.
Space Monkey.
I lean leftward.
Lawrence Simon.
That's just what we need.
And featuring Scott McCollum.
Generally unattractive and unwashed, the IMAO podcast theme music by Seattle-based artist Alaco. Alaco.com. It's morning, and the IMAO gang are starting to show up for work at IMAO headquarters.
Good morning, Ducky.
What's so good about it?
What's so good about it? Can't you smell Space Monkey's coffee? Oh, the aroma, the flavor. That's just what we need. Some go juice.
Right, Lair. The coffee's ready. Three fresh pots. Double strong. Let's make sure Frank gets some caffeine in him before he blogs something inflammatory.
He's a real, what's the opposite of a loving, wonderful sweetheart? Before his coffee. Know what he told me one morning before he had his coffee? That I looked fine. I know.
We'd better get the coffee going before he does anything that could get us into trouble.
Hurry!
But it's too late. Frank, in his uncaffeinated fury, is already blogging up a storm.
And that's why PETA and ELF and ALF and MoveOn.org and CBS, CNN, NBC, ABC, and all old media are disgusting, pathetic, un-American, agenda-driven institutions should be killed with. I can't think straight. Too angry. Some sort of killing thing until they are dead. Dead! Dead! War protesters, too. And then we'll go all medieval on there.
Frank!
Here's your coffee.
Don't post that! It's full of uncaffeinated fury!
And other books such as Frank J. Hates Everybody. And that means you. Post. Hey, coffee! I mean, great, thanks.
You're welcome, sweetie. But now you've done it! We're doomed!
Doomed? Whoa, be this the...
Shut up!
Hey, look! The lefty hordes are already gathering outside.
Really, Ducky? You've got to admire that level of reactivity.
Maybe it's not what we're thinking. Maybe they're just celebrating Ramadan.
Hi there. I'm your friend, Lawrence Simon. And it's time for another crappy bedtime story. This week, we're going to read The Princess and the Frog. Ready? Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess, but she was a lonely princess, and she wanted to marry a prince. A prince, not prince. You know, that scuzzy-looking singer midget. Ugh. Anyway, she was walking by the stream when she saw a frog on a lily pad. The frog said,
"Oh, princess, I'm not a frog, but a handsome prince who's been enchanted by an evil witch to look like a frog. And all it would take to break the curse is but a single kiss from a princess."
Only kissing, Lair. Remember, this is a family podcast.
Okay, fine. The princess looked at the frog and said, "Wow, cool, a talking frog." So she stuck the frog in her pocket, got on a bunch of TV shows, and stole Brad Pitt from Angelina Jolie. Until PETA got involved, they tried to stop her from exploiting the frog. But since it was a cursed prince, they didn't have jurisdiction. So they lived happily ever after. Except for the frog, you see. He croaked. Okay, fine. The end. This has been another crappy bedtime story from your friend, Lawrence Simon. Now go to bed!
Once again, it's World of Knowledge with your host, Frank J. Today's topic, the founding of the ACLU. Some say the ACLU was one of the most liberal, agenda-driven groups out there, while others say, to help discuss this topic, I've invited the founder of the ACLU, the devil.
petulant mortal, your soul is mine.
Huh?
I'm just pulling your leg. It's nice to be here, by the way.
Oh, are you a listener to this podcast?
Oh, I follow everything you do, Frank. I know you very well.
Always good to meet a fan. Anyway, Lucifer, I was wondering if you could describe the founding of the ACLU.
First of all, call me Satan. Lucifer's my slave name.
Oh, sorry.
That's perfectly all right. It's not like I'll damn you to hell for it. Back to the topic. See, there was this big movement for rights and civil liberties, and I'm always trying to find a new angle to spread evil among the world. So, what I did is I took what would essentially be a good, you know, freedom and liberties and whatnot, and combined it with, lawyers, which people had accepted as a necessary evil.
But some would say that the ACLU does fight for some actual rights and does do some actual good.
And I wouldn't dispute that. You see, if something were too evil, it'd just be too obvious to get people to accept it. You have to insert a bit of good in there to get people to like it and join in with it. See, I can do some good if it's for the ultimate goal of spreading more evil. Unlike God, you know, I can compromise my principles.
Those principles being about the downfall of mankind, right?
Yes, exactly. See, I can maybe help someone in some little legitimate issues of freedom of speech, and I'm not going to lose sleep at night, as long as that leads towards the ultimate goal, the destruction of man.
So, do you think you were successful in making the ACLU to lead to more evil in the end?
Yes and no. See, it's gotten a little bit too out of hand. It's just gotten too blatant these days with the cases it decides to take on. I mean, just think like NAMBLA. I'm a big supporter of NAMBLA, but this isn't the time to try and put that on the American people. You have to ease them into that sort of thing, and they're just trying to cram it down everyone's throat, so to speak.
So are you saying that the ACLU is too evil?
No, it's just that you have to be more subtle, corrupt souls. The ACLU, in a smaller way, is ending up just like the Nazis. I just completely overreach with that one. Now you can hardly genocide anybody without everybody getting angry.
Well, I'm afraid our time is up. Thanks for coming on, Satan.
I'll see you again soon.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean? Anyway, this has been World of Knowledge with Frank J. And now, you're just a little bit smarter.
Here's an agenda-driven institution I could support. Now, considering how PETA already has the animals covered, and very well, too, because, you know, you never see anybody eating meat anymore. I think it's time to move on to protect, you know, more. So, I'm advocating the people for the ethical treatment of vegetables and minerals. Now, they'd work hand in hand with PETA to prevent people from eating vegetables or anything containing any sort of element from the periodic table or any combination thereof. And that should pretty well starve all the liberals. And that's an agenda I believe we can all get behind.
The angry, hate-filled, reactionary, highly festooned, and generally unattractive and unwashed crowd grows outside. IMAO's legal-type person Kevin is finishing up his reading in the, legal library.
Oh, I fought the law and I won.
Woo!
Whoa, do not go in there. Why does everybody look so down? I sprayed potpourri.
Frank J. posted a hate-filled righty post and angered just about every crazy, agenda-driven group, and they're all gathering outside demanding something. What is it they are demanding? I can't hear. Somebody open a window.
I sprayed the potpourri. The one Sarah K. Mark, spray this potpourri or I'll kill you and your firstborn.
Blood!
We want blood, except for oil. We hate IMAO. They make us boil.
Hey, boiling would have been a good idea for a killing thing. I'll edit my post.
Frank, I think you've done enough damage here. You've gotten all these kooks fired up. Let's see, the Earth Liberation Front says Elf wants Frank J. off our planet by any means necessary. Lair, what's that saying parentheses after Frank?
Hold on, let me get my glasses on. It says, along with all other humans. Oh, why don't they start with themselves? Hey, I see the comic book comics. PETA are there, too. Oh, their signs say, Feed Frank J. Oh, that's nice. The animals. That's not so cute. What the...
Ew, they're throwing tofu! It's not even the good tofu!
Now the media is showing up. That makes a clean sweep of everybody Frank has offended in his post.
I wonder if they'll throw poo. If they get it in my hair, I'll shoot every one of them. I just watched it.
Nah, they'll probably throw badly forged memos.
Maybe, just maybe, they're here to give fair and balanced coverage to both sides of the issue.
You sure say some funny things when you're not saying it's the end of you.
Call the president. I'd call him, but he's not taking my calls ever since I called him in. He actually ended up trying to catch his refrigerator.
We need a plan.
Reviews are hot with Sarah K. A recycled plot is my topic today. Yeehaw!
Hi, I'm Sarah K, and reviews are fun and hot. Today we're going to talk about the fifth season of the TV show Alias, which is in progress right now. Now, I've only seen the first three episodes, just like everyone else, but I can already tell you exactly what's going to happen the rest of the season. Okay, so the bad guys killed Michael Vaughn, right? Well, supposedly killed Michael Vaughn, because he's not really dead, as we all know, because Jack said to Sydney, I'll help you and Vaughn any way I can, which means I'm going to give Vaughn something to make it look like he's dead, but I'm not going to tell you that he's not really dead because I don't think you can handle it right now, and we really need you to play a martyr this season because we haven't had that since, like, season three. But what's better than one martyr? Two martyrs, of course. Okay, so as happened to Sydney in the pilot episode, you know, this girl, Rachel, finds out she's not really working for the good guys. She's really working for an evil spy organization that says they're the CIA. And I'm thinking, did we see this before? I know I've seen it somewhere. Anyway, Balthazar's the new hot guy, and his mama should be put in prison for naming him Balthazar. And he's going to take the place of Vaughn in the Rachel-Balthazar relationship because, you know, Vaughn's dead and he can't be with both Rachel and Sydney, especially if he's dead. So we've got the new evil villainous girl, who's this girl that Rachel worked with at the evil spy organization. Of course, we still got Anna Espinosa in CIA prison, but everyone's forgotten she's there. And I'm sure Mr. Sark will show up so he can escape again at some point. But anyway, we still got Jack and Dixon and no Weiss because Weiss got a promotion. Oh, now Sloan is supposedly in CIA prison, but he's out right now with Dixon on some mission, and I'm sure he'll escape while he's out, though I'm not really sure what he's doing there in the first place. So maybe Sloan will be the new Mr. Sock, and Gordon Dean will be the new Sloan, and this Rachel girl is going to be the new Sydney, but also the new Marshall, but Marshall's still there. And this new Prophet 5 thing will be the new Rambaldi storyline, and they'll take 47 years to explain the whole thing. And it'll be just like season one. Except without Vaughn. Which totally sucks. Bad robot. Bad! Why would we need a new plot? Let's have a new martyr instead. Yay! Bad robot. Yeah.
This is Frank J. And the agenda-driven group I would create would be the Association of Angry Gun Owners. Think about it. Most gun laws seem to be passed for no other reason than to make gun owners angry. I mean, they're not going to stop criminals who, wily as they are, don't follow laws. Now, as long as we have all these gun owners full of anger, we might as well put them together to make a political force. That's why I'm joined together in the Association of Angry Gun Owners. Their slogan? We're angry, and we have guns. Think of it. If we could just get hundreds of thousands of angry people with guns to march in Washington, nothing could match that political clout. Come to think of it, angry people with guns is who started this nation in the first place.
Welcome to Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and week by week I'll be taking you on a tour around this great nation of ours, providing you with interesting yet completely useless and probably untrue information about each of the 50 states. This week it's time to put the K in KFC because we're headed out to Kentucky. So, let's get started. Kentucky became the 15th state on June 1st, 1792, despite the fact that no one in the state can actually count that high. In Kentucky, spitting tobacco juice on someone is considered a friendly greeting, much like the up yours of a New York cabbie. The state flag of Kentucky consists of a blue background behind two pickups and a still. While attending church services in Kentucky, remember that traditionally, the collection plate is passed before the spittoon. They get really upset when you get that wrong. The state reality TV show of Kentucky is the Jerry Springer Show, or, as it's known locally, Southern Survivor. There are no newspapers in Kentucky, as being literate is considered snooty. Although Kentucky is bordered by 7 different states, Kentuckians rarely shop across state lines, since most stores in other states have firm, no shoes, no teeth, no service policies. Kentucky's nickname is the Bluegrass State. Yeah, we all know grass is green, but if you try to tell them that, they'll think you're just being snooty. The electric light bulb was first demonstrated at the Southern Exposition in Louisville, Kentucky in 1883, but was dismissed by locals as just another passing fad like horseless carriages and soap. I'll be back with more fun facts after this.
Alright, so I'm supposed to come up with an insane leftist nonprofit activist group. Let's try People for the Ethical Treatment of Balloon Animals. Because clowns are evil, just, you know, keep Sprint from sponsoring it. Hey, watch where you're dropping that pin. How about Doctors Without Barnes & Nobles? Because not every town has a Borders. No. Okay, here's one. Anti-Gravity Defamation League. Fighting all discrimination against Jews in space. Fine. Here we go. Amnesty International House of Pancakes. You like it? Okay. The moment you walk in the door, you're investigated for war crimes. The food is all prepared from cruelty-free, fully organic and non-genetically modified ingredients by third-world short-order cooks who expect and demand a living wage. Of course, this means it tastes awful. The contents of the complaints box are overflowing and all ignored by a workers' committee. The tab will be a minor fortune, and they'll expect subsidies from the local government, too. Oh, and even though the Palestinian waiter stabs you in the throat and spends your 300% tip on a rocket-powered grenade smuggled in from a tunnel under the kitchen, they blame it on the Jews.
Now, more fun facts about Kentucky. Kentucky's name comes from the Iroquois Indian word Kentaten, which means wife, sister, what's the difference? The state song of Kentucky is the hee-haw theme. Kentucky has a population of 4 million people, all of whom are nicknamed Bubba. Except for the women, of course, who are nicknamed Bubba May, or Auntie Mom. The Kentucky Derby is the oldest continuously run horse race in America and was the inspiration for such other races as the Kentucky Stetson and the Kentucky Yarmulke. Heather French became the first Miss America from Kentucky in 1999. She beat out Miss Alabama by correctly answering the question, "What is a toothbrush used for?" Colonel Harlan Sanders opened his first fried chicken restaurant in Corbin, Kentucky in 1952. It was hugely successful, unlike his earlier chain of Kentucky Fried Possum. The song Happy Birthday to You was written by two sisters from Louisville, Kentucky in 1893 and was originally titled I'm Too Cheap to Buy You a Present. The first enamel bathtub was made in Louisville, Kentucky in 1856 and was immediately destroyed by a mob of angry hillbillies. The world's largest cave is Kentucky's Mammoth Cave National Park. Its vast, dark emptiness is frequently compared to a Hillary Clinton presidency. Well, that wraps up the Kentucky edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next week, I'll be slogging through the bayous of Louisiana. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go rescue my bathtub from angry hillbillies.
President Rodriguez thought he had it all.
Hey, Bambi, I made it. I am now the President of the United States.
Thanks to me and my being your Vice President. You're lucky I'm such a hottie.
Yes, Preciosa, you are very important to me. With my Mexicanness and your prettiness, we were able to defeat our evil Republican gringo oppressors.
But then things took an interesting turn.
President Rodriguez, we just found out you're an illegal alien.
Just found out? That was my whole platform.
No, Mr. Presidente.
No. No!
And now Capitol Hill was in crisis.
We need you to resign, Vice President Bambi. A woman can't be president.
I can do just as good a job as any man, right-wing Republican Speaker of the House, crusty old man. Old man.
Bah, your job of president isn't cooking and knitting. You need a man to handle the pressure. We only nominate you as vice president so we can lead you while you fetch us coffee.
I'm not resigning. I'm going to stay to be a model for all women.
In international news, Jacques Chirac was mugged and has surrendered all of France to his assailant. Wait, this just in. I have been informed that the president has been deported and stripped of office.
Yay, I'm president now. I'm going to celebrate with a shopping spree.
Now President Bambi has to prove herself.
I have to give my first speech to the public. But does this outfit make me look politically weak?
No.
I don't know. I think it makes me look a little politically weak.
Well, it might be better if instead...
I knew it! You think I'm politically weak!
Pick her White House staff.
Madam President, it's time to choose your cabinet.
I want something in a dark oak finish.
Stand up to foreign leaders.
You just bombed my country, and you didn't give us any notice? What did we do wrong?
If you have to ask, then I'm not telling you.
Prove herself domestically.
You stupid broad. You just spent a bunch of surplus on shoes.
But they were on sale.
And show she can handle the pressures of the toughest job in the world.
We know Iran has a nuclear weapon and is about to use it. We need a decision now.
Stop yelling at me.
I knew some dame could never be a real president.
I can't handle this right now. I'm taking a bath. Where are my presidential bath beads?
Hail to the hottie coming to ABC.
The crowd of left-wing whack jobs grows as the Animal Liberation Front, ALF, and MoveOn.org join the fray.
This is Eileen Leftwood reporting live for BSN on the scene at the IMAO headquarters, where at least 300 gazillion protesters from across the wide, beautiful progressive spectrum are speaking out and speaking truth to power. The obviously conservative and therefore obviously wrong offendants of IMAO are hiding, cowering in fear, as the offendees are saying, well, let me let them speak for themselves. Mrs. Ban Sheehan, what do you have to say about the situation here?
I just want to speak to Frank J. He killed my self-esteem by saying I should be killed with some sort of a killing thing. I also hear there's a Jew in there who needs killing just on general principles.
What? Killing Jews? Over my dead body.
Well, so much for fair and balanced. The way I see it, there's at least 100 of our enemies out there, including the 20 or so news nerds. We have them outgunned and outmanned so we could shoot our way out. But unless we took the camera first...
In my legal opinion, that footage would make great evidence in court.
We don't need to shoot our way out. Let's just use the plan that Frank always comes up with. So, what did the president say?
Dope! I forgot to call him.
That's okay, my forgetful man. Now get the POTUS on the phone, sweetie.
Right, and Frank, don't forget to pimp the podcast.
Okay. Hello, President Bush. This is Frank J. again. I need a plan. See, we're sort of pinned in. No, we can't. There are cameras rolling and... yeah, evidence. Hey, care if I put you on speaker? Okay. Oh, and IMAOpodcast.com.
Hello, my fellow IMAO Ericans. I'm going to put Rover on. He's a master tactician. Brilliant. Brutal. Bent.
I need details. Who is protesting?
Elf, PETA, MoveOn.org, some anti-war nuts.
Harvey, you forgot the media?
No, he said anti-war nuts and MoveOn.org.
Okay, I get the picture. Here's what you need to do.
Rove tells them the plan.
And then...
Mr. Rove, if you don't talk faster, I'm gonna nod off. I've only had 2 Cokes this morning.
The team puts the plan into action. Harvey, Ducky, Kevin, and Space Monkey sneak out among the protesters. They also wear disguises and large fake porn star mustaches.
Hey, you PETA guys, ELF and ALF are using acronyms of subhuman yet intelligent creatures for their names. In anybody's book, that's evil, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Animal Liberation Front guys. You know what I heard? PETA really stands for pet animals. Their animals are pets. Pets are not liberated. Evil.
Yes, disagree with that one.
Evil.
ELF, you guys are for liberating and protecting the Earth, right? I noticed PETA and those war protesters are always protesting on pavement. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Evil.
Miss Leftward, I was speaking the truth to power a while ago.
Some of the Move On organs let me know that they were bloggers. And since all bloggers are sworn to destroy old media, well, you get the picture. I just thought you should know they seem kinda evil.
Oh, really? Well, I'll expose them for the ankle biters they are. I'll destroy them!
War protesters, did you hear that Eileen Leftward was embedded with an armor unit in Iraq? And oh yes, Bush will talk to her. In fact, he's spoken to her like 3 times or something. Well, that's what I heard. Seems sort of cozy if you ask me. Cozy and, evil.
Wow. Once again, he has a point.
The time is now. Get the evildoers.
Back in the IMAO headquarters.
That rover sure can make a plan. They're actually killing each other. Rove turned their agendas all against one another. Just wish I could have been part of the killing.
You know, it was mighty easy for the guys to sneak out. I wonder how hard it would have been for us to have done the same without endangering the guys.
Not too hard. That was fun to watch. Anyway, the guys haven't beaten up Space Monkey in a while. Let them have their fun. Let's watch on TV.
TV status, Eileen Leftward here, under attack. The situation here at IMAO HQ is one of carnage. Where is FEMA? Where are the National Guard? Where is Bush? Where's my mommy?
And thus ends another agenda-driven episode of IMAO. Now, take some advice from Frank J. Don't pick your views based on what some crazy group tells you to do. Pick your opinions based on what is most profitable. And remember,
be honorable. Running!